Support for IPR comes from Corridor Vein Center and Corridor Aesthetics, treatment for varicose veins and spider veins, also providing facial rejuvenation services and treatment for moderate to severe acne. More at Corridor Vein and CorridorAesthetics.com.
Today is Monday. It is the 29th of April. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland. Friday night's devastating storms have killed one person in the small western Iowa community of Minden and severely damaged or destroyed at least 180 homes there. IPR's Sheila Brummer reports on support for the storm victims.
Ready, one, two, three.
Brenda Werdeman and her 10-year-old son Ethan sort through toiletries at the Neola Area Community Center, 5 miles from Minden.
Can we make sure the signs are on each side so they know that that's the shampoo? Thank you, sweetie.
Here a gymnasium of supplies, clothing, and food awaits storm victims. A tornado missed their home a mile north of town, so they help others who lost everything.
You're holding back tears the whole time because it makes you realize people are here to help and people care.
Well, it rained yesterday. Donations poured in, including from the Omaha area, which was also impacted by the storm, and Des Moines, almost 100 miles away. No volunteers were allowed to enter Minden while a state of emergency was in effect. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
In Union County, a tornado that caused damage in Creston reached speeds of 125 miles an hour. Two other twisters were reported in Union County, west of Afton. A tornado in Ringgold County was on the ground for 27 miles, with damage reported in Tingley and Redding. The tornado in Clark County caused damage in and around Osceola. It reached speeds of 135 miles an hour. Shelby County Board of Supervisors has declared a state of emergency in their county, where 60 homes in rural areas were damaged or destroyed. There was significant damage between Harlan and Portsmouth, and a tornado also hit the Des Moines suburb of Pleasant Hill. House Speaker Mike Johnson was on stage with federal Republican Representative Marionette Miller Meeks over the weekend. Republicans were split on Johnson's recently $60 billion aid package for Ukraine, but Miller Meeks has been a stalwart. Johnson says his job is to support incumbents like her. She's in for another competitive race in November and has been facing attacks from Democrats saying she wants to end in vitro fertilization or IVF treatments.
No one has signed on to that bill. That bill is not advanced in Congress. And so I think it's disingenuous, if not an outright lie, to conflate those two issues. And why do people conflate those two issues? They do it to divide people.
Democratic challenger Christina Bohannon has attacked Miller Meeks for co-sponsoring a life of at conception bill in 2021. And that's Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.